And this news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news the hour. A Huron County man is facing felony charges following his arraignment before Judge Julian Ferris. Spencer is charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation and domestic violence. Prosecutors argued for a high bond, citing alleged death threats made by the defendant and a history of similar incidences reported by the victim. The defense, now represented by appointed attorney Martin Porzondek, noted the defendant's long-term community ties and requested a GPS tether as an alternative to cash bond. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $25,000 cash or surety and issued a strict no-contact order, which has been entered into lien. The case moves to a probable cause conference on August 7th, followed by a preliminary examination on August the 20th. A Lapeer County Sheriff's Office canine will soon have added protection on the job. Canine Jody has been selected to receive a custom-fitted bullet and stab-resistant vest through a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines. The Sheriff's Office says the National Institute of Justice certified vest is expected to arrive in about 10 weeks. Vested Interest in Canines provides protective body armor and other support to law enforcement canine teams across the country, helping to improve the safety of dogs serving alongside the officers. And virtual reality is proving it's more than just entertainment. Michigan Works is using VR technology as a career exploration tool, giving job seekers and students the opportunity to experience dozens of occupations before deciding on a career path. Participants can step into a virtual world environments ranging from heavy equipment operation and skilled trades to healthcare and other technical careers, providing a realistic look at the skills, equipment, and work conditions involved. The program is available to anyone researching career options, but it has become especially popular with area schools. Educators are inviting Michigan Works into classrooms where students can begin to explore multiple careers in a hands-on setting as they begin planning for life after graduation. The program is also evolving. Beginning on July 31st, Michigan Works plans to update its content library while introducing a more structured career counseling approach. Planned improvements include preseason career selections to reduce decision fatigue, standardized safety procedures for participants who may experience motion sickness, and new tracking methods designed to measure whether virtual experiences influence real-world career decisions. I had the opportunity to try the system for myself. After ruling out anything involving blood or extreme heights, I chose a bridge demolition and reconstruction simulation. Equipped with a VR headset and hand controllers, I experienced the planning, safety procedures, and the equipment involved in tearing down and rebuilding a bridge. It was an interesting experience that offered a realistic glimpse into the profession, even if I decided it wasn't the career for me. The technology left a strong impression, and next we'll be taking a closer look at how local students are using virtual reality to explore their own career interests when Michigan Works brings the program into area schools. We'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Right now at Tri-County Equipment, zero is your hero. All new John Deere compact construction equipment has 0% APR for 48 months for qualified buyers at Tri-County Equipment. This is your opportunity to zero in on the compact equipment you need to keep your operation moving forward with Tri-County Equipment. These proven versatile machines can master any job site. Not convinced? Then visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and demo your next all-around performer. If you need skid steers, compact track loaders, compact wheel loaders, or compact excavators, now is your chance to take advantage of 0% financing for 48 months at Tri-County Equipment. To check current inventory, you can go online to tricountyequipment.net, visit them in store, or contact your Tri-County Equipment sales representative. Offer valid on qualifying purchases through September 30th. Exclusions apply. Contact Tri-County Equipment for details.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Reports coming in from Washington indicate President Trump has directed the U.S. military to hold off on new major strikes against Iranian targets, putting a temporary pause on nearly 2 weeks of intensive military exchanges. Officials familiar with the strategy say the decision reflects a strategic reassessment aimed at preventing a full-scale regional war when diplomatic discussions continue through regional intermediaries. Despite the operational breather, White House officials maintain that all defense posture options remain on the table. The administration emphasized that future military actions will depend strictly on Tehran's compliance with maritime security demands along with critical global trade corridors. And Tehran has formally accused Ukrainian forces of launching a drone attack on an Iranian commercial vessel operating in the Caspian Sea, claiming the strike killed one sailor and injured another. Iranian diplomatic officials condemned the blast as an act of aggression and warned that Tehran reserves the right to defend its maritime trade interests. The incident marks a dramatic geographical expansion of maritime friction in the Caspian theater. European diplomats are calling for restraint as global and regional security analysts evaluate the potential fallout for broader international relations. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. As well as Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And the Ford Summer Sales Event is officially on. Right now, through July 31st, select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years, plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. And if you're leasing, these payments are the real deal. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer Active with Leather 4x4, $463 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with a 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Summer savings and a hometown service you only get are here at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Payments are using A to Z plan pricing, 10,500 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing on 3 and 4 year terms with trade-in SS and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end July 31st, 2026.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your weather coming up here shortly.